This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You weren't dreaming last week when you heard this promise of a free college education from the president.
If a state with Republican leadership is doing this, and a city with Democratic leadership is doing this, then how about we all do it?
That's President Obama speaking at Pellissippi State Community College in Knoxville, Tennessee on Friday. That state has had a tuition-free community college program since 2008. It gives students a chance for free college without having to do something like enlist in the U.S. military. In Tennessee, they must simply maintain a 2.5 grade point average. Chrissy De Alejandro is the executive director of TN Achieves, an affiliate program of Tennessee Promise. She joins us from her office in Knoxville. Chrissy, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So this Tennessee Promise idea has attracted, I was looking at the numbers, a huge number of high school graduates. What would you say it is at this point?
It's been incredible. 58,000 students across the state applied this year for free community or technical college. So it's been an exciting few months here in Tennessee.
This is a total backstop for Tennessee students who may have aspirations for other colleges, but at least know that they'll be able to get in to some form of community college education, at least to start.
Absolutely. We definitely know that Tennessee Promise also serves as a plan B, if you will, for students who want to pursue that four-year bachelor's degree. We just want them going somewhere, but really the target would be that first-generation low-income student that never thought that college was a possibility. We're hoping to bring them into the pipeline.
Now, does the effect of this program, which you've had since 2008, turn community colleges into four-year institutions, or have the traditional non-community college four-year institutions modified their affiliation with community colleges to allow more of a transfer from one to the other?
That's a great question. I think what you're seeing in Tennessee is a great amount of alignment, which could not be any better for students. So Tennessee's really stepped up in terms of the four-year schools, looking at the two-year colleges to say, what can we do to better serve students? And so I think everyone's committed to this pipeline, and not simply to ensure more students are entering, but more students are earning either an associate's or ultimately a bachelor's degree.
So we're not talking about high school remediation here. A school like Vanderbilt, one of the top schools in the United States, is looking at these students.
Exactly. Because what they understand, I talked just last week to a student with a 31 on the ACT whose mom said, you're not going to college. We simply can't afford it. But 31 is going to start at a community college, spend those 2 years, and then transfer to potentially a Vanderbilt. Why not?
And how much has this cost the state? Has it developed a popularity, a bipartisan popularity that insulates it from budgetary considerations?
It's a last dollar scholarship. So what we do is allow all state and federal aid to come in first, and then Tennessee Promise would fund what the family or student would otherwise owe in tuition and mandatory fees. So it averages to about $1,000 per student.
Now, I know you're probably going to say yes to this, but is there any evidence that this program will scale nationally before we go?
I'm hoping. The president's plan is quite different from what we're doing here in Tennessee. We're looking at it more holistically, understanding that mentors matter, for example, and having a support structure. So I'm hoping that states will step up and that we will see something where opportunity for all is something we see across the nation.
Well, stay tuned for the details in the president's State of the Union address later this month. Chrissy De Alejandro, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Chrissy De Alejandro is executive director of TN Achieves, part of the Tennessee Tuition-Free Community College statewide program.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.